Tabernacle Presbyterian Church presents Sunday with Tab. Tabernacle Presbyterian Church, located at 34th and Central in Indianapolis, welcomes you to Sunday with Tab. Today, Pastor John Gable delivers the message entitled Vision Renewal, Jubilee. We'll also have music from the Sanctuary Choir. So join us now from Tabernacle Presbyterian Church for Sunday with Tab.
Make of me an instrument of thy peace. Make of me an instrument of thy peace. Lord, make of me an instrument of thy peace.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verses 1 through 17. The Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land that I am giving you, the land shall observe a Sabbath for the Lord. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather their yield. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of complete rest for the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. You shall not sow your field or prune your vineyard. You shall not reap the aftergrowth of your harvest or gather the grapes of your unpruned vine. It shall be a year of complete rest for the land. You may eat what the land yields during its Sabbath. You, your male and female slaves, your hired and your bound laborers who live with you. For your livestock also, and for the wild animals in your land, all its yield shall be for food. You shall count off 7 weeks of 7 years, 7 times 7 years, so that the period of 7 weeks of years gives 49 years. Then you shall have the trumpet sounded loud on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. You shall have the trumpet sounded throughout all your land, and you shall hallow the 50th year, and you shall proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. You shall return every one of you to your property and every one of you to your family. That 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. You shall not sow or reap the aftergrowth or harvest the unpruned vines, for it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat only what the field itself produces. In this year of jubilee, you shall return every one of you to your property. When you make a sale to your neighbor or buy from your neighbor, you shall not cheat one another. When you buy from your neighbor, you shall pay only for the number of years since the jubilee. The seller shall charge you only for the remaining crop years. If the years are more, you shall increase the price, and if the years are fewer, you shall diminish the price. For it is a certain number of harvests that you are being that are being sold to you. You shall not cheat one another, but you shall fear your God. For I am the Lord your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Our gospel lesson this morning comes to us from Luke's gospel, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. Again, let's listen to God's word to us. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread throughout all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Amen. And let us pray. Lord, today may we hear this scripture as being fulfilled in you. May the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts together find acceptance in your sight, for it is you and you alone we desire to please, and this through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Early in 2015, I was telling a small gathering of TAB members the story of how in 1966, the Metropolitan Community Program Committee was tasked by our session with making a recommendation as to whether we should stay in place here at the corner of 34th and Central, or follow the majority of our members who were migrating north. The neighborhood had changed significantly in the decades since our original building here. After extensive study, they made the recommendation that we should remain in place in order to be a light for Christ in the metropolitan area. That decision would forever impact our mission, our ministry, the makeup of our membership. It is one of my favorite stories about TAB to tell, and I keep a printed copy of that report in my day planner with me always. I'm inspired by it. Well, after I told the story that day, one of our new members approached me privately and asked, "You know, that was 50 years ago. Do we still believe that?" I paused and reflected, first on the fact that at that point, 1966 was indeed 50 years ago. But then secondly, on the nature of the question, do we still believe that? That question led to our session's creation of the Vision Renewal Task Force, which was charged with helping us to determine a current answer to the question. So during the ensuing months, we spent countless hours meeting, talking, reading, meeting with, in listening sessions with TAB members, with members of the community, with community leaders, with neighbors. We repeatedly asked two questions. What are TAB's greatest opportunities for impact in the future? And where do we see God leading the people of TAB? After many months of engaging discussion, deliberation, debate, prayer, the committee eventually crafted a document that we've come to call the Vision Renewal Report, or the Vision Renewal Statement, which was adopted by the session in March of 2016. So during the next couple of weeks, both in worship and in an adult education class at 9 o'clock, it began this morning. I really encourage you to jump into that conversation with us. We are going to look again at this renewal statement and the impact and influence it is having on the way we are doing ministry now, but also using it to guide us as we look towards the years of the future. So this morning, the opening section of the Vision Renewal Report speaks of the year of Jubilee, a biblical concept that is worthy of our consideration. In our Old Testament lesson, which Terry read for us this morning, a fascinating passage from the book of Leviticus. Recall that not often read book of Leviticus is commonly referred to as being the priestly manual, or the priest's manual, as it gives guidelines for worship, for laws concerning how the children of Israel were going to get along with one another as they came out of bondage in Egypt, traversed through the wilderness, and now were settling in the promised land of Canaan. So in the 25th chapter, we read the instruction God gives regarding the use of the land. And he gives very explicit, but also two very unique expressions of how the land is to be used. First, with a sabbatical year, and second, with a year of Jubilee. So, in verse 2 we read, "When you enter the land that I am giving you, the land shall observe a Sabbath for the Lord. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years shall you prune your vineyard and gather in their yield. But in the seventh year there shall be a Sabbath of complete rest for the land, a Sabbath for the Lord." The purpose behind this was the command of a Sabbath year for the land. Just as it was proposed as a Sabbath day for us, it was twofold. First, it was intended to be a time of rest, a time of renewal for the land and for the laborers. And second, it was a reminder to us that God is the owner of the land and the sole provider of everything that the land provides. We are not owners. We are stewards. We are caretakers of this creation. The land has been given to us not as a possession, but on lease, if you will, as an inheritance from the Lord. So we are charged to take good care of it, because one day we'll return all of it to him anyway. This is a good message for us still today, as caretakers, as stewards of God's creation. The Sabbath rest for the land was to take place every 7 years. But an even greater event was to take place every 50 years. Again, we read, "You shall count off 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7, so that the period of 7 weeks of years gives 49 years. And then you shall have the trumpet sounded throughout the land. You shall hallow the 50th year, and you shall proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. You shall return, every one of you, to your property and to your family." In the 50th year, on the Day of Atonement, the day the priest annually would stand and pronounce God's forgiveness for the people's sins, this ram's horn would be sounded throughout the whole land, announcing the year of Jubilee. And during that year, all of the inhabitants of the land were to return to their own property, to their own families. Slaves were to be released. Debts were to be forgiven. The intention of the year of Jubilee was to restore everything and everyone back to its original divine intention. You know, when your computer gets real messed up and they tell you, press that reset button, it'll put everything back to its original factory settings. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? But you know what? There is no record that this wonderful idea was ever implemented. The legislation was never enacted, because what sounded so great in the mind of God sounded completely and utterly impractical, socially and economically, in the minds of his people. And they never put it into practice. Israel never had a year of Jubilee. She never enjoyed God's intention of being restored to her original state of harmony and peace and reconciliation. What a missed opportunity. So fast forward with me to our 50th year anniversary of the Metropolitan Community Program Report and the work of our Vision Renewal Task Force. When we reaffirmed the commitment to remain in place and to be a light for Christ in this metropolitan area, we saw this as our year of Jubilee opportunity. And so I read from the report. I quote, "Just as the 1966 report reaches its 50th year, we wish to make the most of this occasion by echoing a practice from ancient Israel, the year of Jubilee. Each year, the Hebrew people were called to atone for their communal sins on the Day of Atonement, which, as faithfully performed, resulted in God's forgiveness. Once every 50 years, this ritual of atonement took on even greater significance as the people of God were called to celebrate a year of Jubilee, to proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. During this Jubilee year, the people of Israel were to dedicate themselves to economic justice and solemn reflection on God's provision. Land was to be returned to those from whom it had been taken for unpaid debts. Those in bondage were to be released, families were to be reunited, and all were to keep the year holy as a Sabbath." End quote. What a great vision. What a great opportunity. Not only did we think so, but Jesus thought so too. As Jesus was inaugurating his earthly ministry, we're told that he returned to Galilee, then to his own hometown of Nazareth. As he entered the sanctuary, the synagogue, on the Sabbath day, as was his custom, he was called upon to serve as the reader for the day. He opened the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and he read these words, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then we're given a glimpse into first century synagogue practice. After reading, he rolled up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And Luke tells us every eye was on him. The people were waiting for him to make some comment, some commentary on this passage that he just read. And when he spoke, it shocked them. For he said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Friends, what Jesus was announcing was the year of Jubilee, the day of God's deliverance, good news to the poor, release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind. He was announcing the year of the Lord's favor, but not just for a year, and not just once every 50 years, but every day of every year, because Jesus was saying, "I am your Jubilee." We have spoken often that Jesus came announcing the inbreaking of God's kingdom into our daily lives and into our world. And here he gives us a clear indication of what that kingdom looks like and the part we have to play in making it a reality. Look again at what he announces. Good news to the poor. Good news. The word is euangelion in Greek. It's the root of our word, evangelism. The poor, as we read in Matthew and Luke's recording of Jesus' teaching, can refer to the economic poor and the spiritually poor, for both are poor in spirit. Jesus came announcing good news to the poor and calls us to do the same, both those impoverished spiritually and those impoverished materially. Release to the captives. Again, this could be a political captive, an economic captive, a social captive. It could be a spiritual captive to sin. Either way, Jesus has come to announce social justice and righteousness, giving voice to the voiceless and aid to the helpless, as well as offering God's forgiveness of sin. We today are called to do the same. Recovery of sight to the blind. Jesus came to offer a ministry of compassion, of healing the sick and infirmed, touching the untouchable, opening the eyes of those who are blind, physically, spiritually, as are we. Letting the oppressed go free, another emphasis on social engagement, justice, reconciliation, advocacy, not just acknowledging it, but addressing it. And proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor, announcing God's love and grace and forgiveness in everything that we say and everything that we do. Jesus was announcing this inbreaking, this coming of the kingdom of God, because Jesus is our Jubilee, and we, his people, are called to do work of the kingdom. Given all of the passages of Scripture that Jesus could have read that day, as he announced his ministry, it is not insignificant that he chose this one. To read it only as a political or economic manifesto, as some have chosen to do, would be to ignore the clear teaching of Scripture of the salvation that Jesus and he alone can offer. However, to read it only as a spiritual tract, which some have chosen to do, would also be to deny the call of the gospel given to us to carry this ministry of Jesus, to be the hands and the feet of Jesus to a broken world, a light for Christ in this metropolitan area. To read again from our vision renewal statement, 2016, quote, "So on this, the 50th anniversary of TAB's 1966 report, we celebrate our year of Jubilee, our year of seeking liberty, and our acceptance of God's offer of forgiveness from sin and entry into new life. We set this year apart, and I would add every year, for seeking renewed restoration in right relationships and justice in our community. We declare the year of the Lord's favor as we keep to the path he has laid before us," end quote. In his life, in his death, in his resurrection, Jesus has announced this inbreaking of God's rule in our daily lives. He has come to bring us the good news of salvation to all who are spiritually bankrupt and offer release to all who are captive to sin and injustice. He's come as a light to the world to open our eyes both to God's truth and to the needs of our neighbors. He's come to liberate us from our fear of living and our dread of dying by offering us the promise of new life, abundant now, eternal in his heavenly kingdom. He has come to show us the way to live in right relationship both with God and with our neighbors by modeling a ministry not just of preaching and teaching, but also of healing and caregiving, as he calls us to fulfill the two great commands: love God, love neighbor. You see, in our Old Testament, the year of Jubilee was to be marked by the sounding of a ram's horn throughout the whole land, announcing a day of atonement and the liberation of all the people. Unfortunately, that horn was never sounded. There was no year of Jubilee. God must not have been satisfied with that denial of his divine intention, and neither should we be. Friends, this is an opportunity we must not miss or take for granted. In Jesus Christ, a new sound is heard. A new covenant of salvation and restoration has been offered. As Oswald Chambers writes, "The greatest note of triumph that ever sounded in the ears of a startled universe was that sounded on the cross of Christ. It is finished. That is the last word in God's story of salvation." Jesus came announcing the year of the Lord's favor, the year of Jubilee, because he is our Jubilee. So let us fully embrace the opportunity that has been given to us to be God's people and to do God's kingdom work on earth as it is in heaven. So do we believe that vision cast for us in 1966 still? That God is calling us to be a light for Christ in this metropolitan area? I pray we do, because there is much kingdom work that still desperately needs to be done. And about that, we'll be talking for the next couple of weeks. Amen.
You're listening to Sunday with Tab, a production of Tabernacle Presbyterian Church in Indianapolis. We hope you have found inspiration and comfort in today's program. There are many ways to enjoy today's message again. Subscribe to the Tab Podcast on your favorite podcast app, or go to tabpres.org, tap on the graphic marked Sermons, and select the sermon you wish to hear. While there, you can also view the entire worship service. We invite you to join us for worship this morning at Tabernacle Presbyterian Church. We're located at the corner of 34th Street and Central Avenue in Indianapolis. At 8 a.m., we have a communion service in the chapel. And at 10 o'clock, a beautiful worship service in the sanctuary. The 10 o'clock service is also live streamed on our YouTube channel, Tab Indy. For all information on the services and streaming, go to tabpres.org. That's tabpres.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Sunday with Tab.